Chapter 11 and Chapter 12. New words. A will, noun. Papers that explain who will get your money when you die. Lift, verb. Move something up. Chalk, noun. A teacher writes on a blackboard with chalk. Faint, verb. Fall to the ground suddenly because you are afraid. A hug, noun and verb. Put your arms around a person. Chapter 11. The chalk. Matilda stared at Miss Honey, and she suddenly understood something very well. Miss Honey needed help.
"Does this horrible aunt still live in your father's house?" she asked.
"Oh, yes," said Miss Honey. "No one has ever found my father's will. But my aunt had a letter from him, and it said, 'I am giving my house to my wife's sister because she cared for my daughter.' But I don't believe that my father really wrote it."
"Can't you get a good lawyer and fight for the house?"
"I have no money," said Miss Honey, "and my aunt is a very important person in the village. Everyone listens to her."
"Who is she?"
Matilda asked. Miss Honey was silent for a moment. Then she said softly, "Miss Trunchbull."
"Miss Trunchbull?"
Matilda cried, jumping up into the air.
"She is your aunt?"
"Yes," Miss Honey said.
"Then I can understand that you were terrified," Matilda cried.
"Yes," Miss Honey said. "When I was little and she was angry, she sometimes held my head under the water in the bath. But let's not talk about that, Matilda. We came here to talk about you, and we have just talked about me. I am much more interested in what you can do with your extraordinary eyes."
"If it's all right with you, Miss Honey, I want to go home now," said Matilda. "I would like to think about all these things."
"Of course," said Miss Honey, standing up. "Your mother will start to worry about you."
"Oh, she never does that," Matilda said. "But I would like to go home. I loved having tea with you."
Miss Honey and Matilda walked back to Matilda's house without talking. Matilda did not seem to notice anything because she was thinking so deeply. When they arrived, Matilda said,
"I think that I have a little idea. I would like to ask you a question."
Miss Honey smiled. "What is the question?"
"What did Miss Trunchbull call your father, and what did he call her?"
"She called him Magnus. That was his first name. And he called her Agatha," said Miss Honey.
"Thank you,"
Matilda said, and she smiled and ran to her door.
"Goodbye, Miss Honey. Thank you for the tea."
Inside the house, Matilda went to her bedroom and shut the door. Then she took a pencil from her pencil box. She was thinking about her plan to help Miss Honey, and it was going to be beautiful. But she needed to be able to do one special thing with her eye power. She could not do it yet, so she knew that she had to practice. She put the pencil on the little table in her bedroom and sat on the bed. She was now about 3 meters away from the pencil. She began to think hard, and this time she very quickly felt the strange power in her eyes.
"Move,"
she whispered. And to her surprise, the pencil moved across the table and fell onto the floor. It was lovely, and it was so quick and easy.
Now I need to do something more difficult, she thought. I must learn to lift the pencil up into the air and keep it there.
She sat on her bed and started again.
Lift, she whispered. Lift, lift.
The first few times, the pencil just moved on the table. But then, using all the power in her eyes, Matilda lifted one end of the pencil and held it in the air for 10 seconds. She tried again and again, and after an hour, she could hold both ends of the pencil in the air for 1 minute. Matilda practiced every day after school. Finally, after nearly a week, she could lift the pencil into the air and move it left, right, up and down. It was beautiful.
I can do it, she cried. I can really do it.
The next day was Thursday, and after lunch, the class sat silently and waited for their next lesson with Miss Trunchbull. She marched in and pointed at a boy called Wilfred.
You've learnt your 3x table this week, I hear. Answer this, boy. I have 7 apples, 7 oranges, and 7 pears. How many pieces of fruit do I have?
That's adding, Wilfred cried. That isn't the 3x table.
You stupid boy, shouted the Trunchbull. That is the 3x table.
She crossed the classroom in 2 huge steps, picked Wilfred up by 1 foot, and held him upside down like a chicken in a shop window. But at that moment, Nigel jumped up and pointed excitedly at the blackboard.
Look at the chalk, he screamed. It's moving!
Everyone looked up and saw a piece of chalk in the air near the blackboard.
It's writing something, screamed Nigel. The chalk is writing something!
And it was.
Agatha.
What is this?
Shouted the Trunchbull. Seeing her own name on the blackboard was making her shake. She dropped Wilfred onto the floor.
Who is doing this?
The chalk continued to write.
No,
cried the Trunchbull.
It's not possible. Not Magnus.
This is Magnus.
Miss Honey looked at Matilda. She was sitting very straight and staring at the blackboard, and her eyes were like bright lights.
Agatha, give my Jenny back her house.
Everyone turned to look at the Trunchbull. Her face was as white as snow, and her mouth was opening and shutting. She looked like a fish out of water.
Give my Jenny her money. Give my Jenny the house. Then get out of here. If you don't, I will come and get you. I will come and get you like you got me. I am watching you, Agatha.
The chalk stopped writing and then suddenly dropped to the floor and broke.
Miss Trunchbull is on the floor! Miss Trunchbull has fainted!
Lavender screamed. This was extraordinary news, and everyone got up from their chairs to look. And there she was, the huge head teacher, on her back on the floor.
"Go and get the school nurse, somebody," Miss Honey cried,
and three children ran out of the room. Nigel snatched the big jug of water.
"When someone faints, they need cold water on their head," he said,
and he poured all the water over Miss Trunchbull's head. A few seconds later, the school nurse and five teachers ran into the room. All six of them were needed to lift the huge woman and carry her up to the sick room.
"Go out into the playground until the next lesson," Miss Honey said to the class.
As Matilda passed Miss Honey, she stopped, and her bright eyes met the teacher's eyes. Miss Honey ran to her and gave her a great big hug.